You ever read the back of a shampoo bottle? What are the instructions for shampooing your hair? Lather, rinse, repeat. Hi, everybody. It's Todd Conklin, and this is a pre-accident investigation safety moment. Moment of operational excellence. Here we go. Ready? Today, we're going to talk about trust. But oddly enough, I started by talking about shampooing. Now, you know I'm bald-headed. There's no question about that. I wear a hat every chance I can, because if I don't, my little head gets burnt by the sun. But I still read the back of a shampoo bottle, because, you know, you got to do something while you're standing in the shower. And it says, lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. I suppose at some point you're supposed to stop. I haven't figured that part out yet. In a way, that's exactly what it's like to build trust. You don't lather and you don't rinse, but you do make agreements with people and then keep those agreements with people, and then you repeat that behavior. Make agreements, keep agreements, repeat. The thing about trust, and we'll talk more about this, because trust is really important to any kind of operations, whether you're talking production or environment or quality or manufacturing or safety. Trust is the foundation upon which we build our leadership relationships. We trust our workers to do the right thing, and they trust us to provide the leadership and strategic vision to keep the organization afloat, keep everything running, keep the trains on time, if I can coin an old Mussolini quote. Trust is really important, and we tend to offer trust initially. In fact, we're probably more prone to trust people than not trust people. However, if our trust relationship is broken, it becomes pretty difficult to regain. And in fact, it takes quite a bit of effort on the part of both parties to rebuild that relationship if trust is truly broken. Here's the secret, if it in fact is a secret. When you say something, do something. When you say you're going to do something, then go and do that thing. And then repeat that behavior. Trust is offered freely and then maintained. And the maintenance part of that trust is the same secret device that the shampoo manufacturers use to keep you buying more shampoo. Lather, rinse, and repeat. It's the repeat part that is commercially viable to the shampoo manufacturer, and it's the repeat part that actually makes trust relationships continuous, maintained trust relationships. Lather, rinse, repeat. Make agreements with people, keep agreements with people, and then repeat. That's the safety moment for today. I hope you learned an entirely new way to think about trust. I hope you get what you need, too. That's really important. Have some fun, learn something new every day, and for goodness sakes, be safe.